We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
It's like Disney in here. You know, on Disney, the night between Halloween and
Christmas.
November 1st,
yeah.
In Disney World, they switch over from Halloween decorations to Christmas decorations.
That's a quick transition.
A quick transition.
Well, wait, if you've never seen it, you can go to YouTube and you can put that in, and you will see in a time-lapse video, because there's cameras all around the park, you'll see them transform. They pull out the flowers.
Can't they at least take a week break?
They do it all in
7 hours.
Yeah, they pull the flowers out.
Just like that,
yeah.
We hit the, you know, we said goodbye on our show, and no more than 30 seconds later, a team of interns have swooped into our studio to start putting up Halloween decorations.
Well, what I don't understand is, tomorrow's Halloween.
Right.
Why haven't these decorations been up the whole month?
Well, I was just going to say, this is an intern fail, interns.
No, just like Disney World, these decorations will stay up until Christmas.
Oh, no.
My gosh. Speaking of Disney and all that stuff, do you know that in the back of Disney, they grow their own flowers and everything? So
of course they
do. They'll have all the, the really pretty autumn-looking flowers, you know, in Mickey's face. And then if you watch this time-lapse video, they rip them all out.
That would hurt my soul so badly.
And they put in all the red and green and all that Christmas stuff.
You have a soul.
I allegedly.
Oh, stop. Nice.
It would hurt where my soul is supposed to be.
Nice. Fair enough.
You're wrong. I have a question. Every morning when we do this, are we supposed to introduce ourselves around the room?
Oh, you can.
Do we do that?
If you want to. Here's the thing. There are no rules.
That's true.
Right. Plus, people who listen to the podcast usually are super fans of the Big Show.
That's true.
Well, not the people.
They can tell the difference between me and Greg T.
But Brooklyn Boys, some of the Brooklyn Boy podcast fans are, they found you guys first before they found the Big Show.
That's true.
I listen in order, I know.
Well, I have to say, more people comment on this podcast about the spelling errors in the title than the content in the podcast.
I love it.
Well, but that means we don't have very strong content.
No, I also
do it to make sure, you know, when you want to make sure someone's listening to you when you're talking. So I sometimes put it out there. Like, I know how to spell Scary Jones.
Oh, you're testing them?
So what did you write? Scary?
Scary.
With two R's, one E.
I spelled Gandhi scary. Wrong.
I never say who it is, though, when people tell me. I just go, oh, I
fixed
it. So
Garrett's taking this.
It's all right. I took the hit. When the thing didn't post last weekend and Brody said he posted it at 10 o'clock, really did it at 5 o'clock, Kathleen didn't post it. So.
Let's start calling people out for shit.
See that bus?
No, Gandhi.
I did it. I did it all.
That bus is coming too fast.
You could throw Gandhi on the bus.
I don't know how to push
right
buttons. It does. I'm so short.
Yeah, you do. You push everybody's buttons.
But I don't know how to push the ones over there since college, so I'm all good.
But it is true. Yeah.
Could you just comment and say, oh, it was a funny podcast today?
Right.
Well, you know how many
tens of thousands
of people listen to this podcast every day, and all I get is, You guys spelled a word wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. Any of the content in those 15 minutes was funny.
All right. So back to the decoration project.
They're putting up a spider web.
Yeah, Scary, why don't you introduce the two interns that are here? Go ahead.
Oh, I like your nails.
Good, Scary.
Black, nice. Yeah. I like the black.
So hey, good, Scary. Introduce the interns.
Oh, so, see, again. We're throwing black on
Emma's. Emma's here. Hannah's here.
Hannah's here because Gandhi said it.
But I always forget your name. You're not Baby.
Nope.
You don't have one of those names that...
Why don't you go talk into Danielle's mic and tell Scary what your name is?
Emma.
No.
What?
No. Wait a second.
Emma.
No,
said
Emma and Hannah.
No, you said Emma's not here. I know that.
No, Emma's, you said Emma's here.
Emma's here, I said.
Emma's not here.
I said Emma's here.
No,
he
said
Emma. Why are you freaking me out like that?
He said Emma's here, and then you said he wasn't.
I said Emma's here.
She wasn't.
That's why I didn't know what was going on.
And then I got confused. No. I thought you were trying to trick him.
And then I didn't see Hannah sitting down.
Either way, someone's going to comment on this that Scary did or did not.
I'm like, because I couldn't remember Peyton's name, but don't tell her.
I know
Samantha's sitting outside.
Don't tell her.
I know that. But don't tell Peyton I didn't know her name.
You know she's going to hear this. What's the problem with people going, don't tell anybody something, and then they hear it later?
We're saying it into a microphone,
too. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway,
and like, you don't think she listens?
So, what
Brody,
else?
Oh, Brody, by the way, the interns want to come tomorrow dressed up. Can they come?
Of course.
Why, are you the representation?
Why wouldn't they be able to dress up?
Because they
respond to their lawyer.
The interns that aren't in tomorrow wanted to know if they could come tomorrow anyway.
On their days off when they're not available to normally work?
Answer
but
that question.
They're suddenly available?
Yeah, because it's Halloween.
They're not going to school?
I don't know. I'll tell them that you said yes.
Well.
Oh, I got to go. I'll be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Why? What are you doing?
I need the client. I'm supposed to say
hello,
bring them
client.
In. Bring them in.
Why do you have client meetings during the podcast?
Bring in Steve Madden. Bring him in.
All right.
Bring him in.
Wow. There's a lot going on here.
She just left for
what are the next decorations that that we're going to be hanging up? What's coming in after this, guys?
We don't know. We're strictly on cobwebs right now.
They're on cobweb patrol.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you guys answer a question for me? Why did it start today? Why didn't we start it before? Not blaming you. Obviously, you have a boss, David Brody, who...
Someone decided to open the closet.
I'm not the decoration person.
Oh, who's the decoration
person? We have a decoration
also,
committee.
Also, I'm worried that the spider web is going to come off every time the door opens. No?
I don't know.
Check that out.
I like that we're talking about something that's so visual.
This is why no one comments on the podcast.
I think we're good. I think we're good.
It's pretty stable.
Stable. So anyway, so there's that. That's happening in the background.
Guys,
okay.
We have skeletons, witches, we have ghosts. Inflatable skeleton. Nice. And why is there a Christmas soldier just sitting there? That doesn't really belong.
I think let's crack that open.
That's a nutcracker.
Someone sends it to us.
Is it a pinata? It looks
it's
like
a
big pinata. Let's beat
whatever
it
is, it's not Halloween related.
Okay. So
what if that's a bear dressed up as a nutcracker? Then it's Halloween.
Then it is. Yeah. All right.
Okay. I have another question.
Keep going.
So you know the video that we shot maybe last week where I don't know if we're supposed to talk about it or if it's rolling out tomorrow.
Jake is finishing editing
the green screen one.
Yes.
Oh, I wouldn't talk about that.
No, I'd talk about it.
Not to talk about that.
Okay. Fine.
Why?
Forget it. That's a tease.
Okay. We'll do that.
And everyone's like, well, Brody
had a gripe with Saturday Night Live and a recurring sketch they have for Halloween.
Right. So last year they put together the best of Halloween, which by the way, they really just mean the best of what your current audience would know because it was only like the last 5 years. And they ran that last year. So they ran it again this year. And they actually said coming up, you know, the David Pumpkins bit.
David S. Pumpkins?
Well, the bit's called Haunted Elevator, I think. Mm. And so they're like, coming up the haunted elevator bit. And in the description on DirecTV, it said, includes haunted elevator bit. Like, this was the focal point, the greatest Halloween sketch they've ever done. And I remember when it aired thinking, that was a terrible episode. The next day, it was like, blew up on social media. David Pumpkins,
David
such
S.
a great
Pumpkins.
Bitch.
Yeah, it's Tom Hanks in like a suit
there
jacket
are,
with
the,
pumpkins
the
on
two guys
it.
Who okay. wrote the bit, I think Mikey Day and the guy who does Drunk Uncle. Bobby Moynihan.
Moynihan.
I think the two, they were two of the main writers. You don't have to correct me. I don't care. And so they did a whole interview in a magazine, like how they crafted it and how they how it started out and where they got the suit from. And it's like the genesis of this amazing bit. You know me. I'm a comedy writer. Love comedy. Love the ha-has. I don't get the bit. I don't get it.
Why don't you explain what happened?
But are you supposed to get all comedy just because you're a comedy writer? Are you supposed to get any and all comedy just because it's
absolutely
comedy?
Absolutely not.
That is a bit pretentious.
No, no. What I meant was I'm open to laughing and funny, and I appreciate good writing.
But then you wouldn't preface, or you know I'm a comedy
writer.
No,
because there are people who like have no sense of humor. I'm saying I probably like more comedy than the average person. That's really what I meant.
Comedy snob.
Nope, I didn't say I have a better
actually,
understanding.
You know what? No, Gandhi has a comedy snob.
If you're a chef, you can talk about food, right? Better than others. I watch hundreds of hours of comedy a week. Maybe even 50. And so, I love comedy. I just don't get that bit. What am I missing? Besides, your theory was...
My theory was that Tom Hanks is in it because it contains a celebrity in a pumpkin suit. It's kind of cute, and it gets the extra ha-has from the audience. It gets a little a free pass, if you will. Because if you put a regular featured player, a regular actor from the show, and that's just a regular everyday run-of-the-mill sketch, it's not as funny.
If it was Jack Black in that suit, or Steve Martin, or Alec Baldwin.
All of them.
And Alec Baldwin was like, any questions? You would go, why is he doing that? Like the people in the elevator in the sketch were like,
I don't normally see Tom Hanks doing shtick like that. So that's what makes it funny inherently.
His first TV show, he dressed up like a woman to live in an apartment building for only women.
That was in the 70s and 80s. That was
Gandhi looks very bored. No, I was just thinking in my
head. We're talking about modern day Tom Hanks.
I was thinking in my head, genuinely, I can't really remember last time I watched Saturday Night Live because I'm usually out on Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't watch it because it's boring unless Justin Timberlake's on it.
I don't watch it live.
I watch it on YouTube on Sunday morning.
I DVR it or something.
And I watch it because I'm into comedy.
Yeah, well, then you shouldn't be watching that.
You know what? It's an hour and a half show and 14 minutes every week is really good.
That's better than none. They should hire the podcast.
You. Yeah. Don't you think they should hire Brody? I think they should hire Brody.
Hire Brody.
No, what's your favorite Halloween special?
I'd write for Weekend
of
Update.
Of all time.
Oh,
Charlie Brown.
Yes, the Great Pumpkin Charlie
Brown.
Does Hocus Pocus count as a Halloween special?
Yes,
yeah.
Fucking Hocus Pocus.
Fucking Hocus Pocus.
What do you think Hocus Pocus was if it wasn't a Halloween movie?
Well, I didn't know if it was a special versus a movie.
Right.
It's a Halloween themed thing that you do at Halloween.
Because mine is The Nightmare Before Christmas, but I'm thinking the same thing, that's a movie. And that technically is a Christmas movie and a Halloween movie.
Yes, it is. We've determined that on our show.
Yes.
But Hocus Pocus, I dressed as one of the Sanderson sisters.
Which
last
one?
Year.
Winifred?
Mary. The really ugly one. Mary Sanderson.
As Kathy and Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that's like weird.
I was really trying to go with two of my friends as the Sanderson sisters, and it turned into such a debacle about which one was going to be Mary. And I didn't care, but the one that we wanted to be married really ruined the whole costume. So
I crushed it.
The whole thing. I
crushed it.
Are you busting out a picture right now?
I'm trying to find one.
What's your favorite Halloween costume you've ever been?
My favorite of all time? Okay. It was
based
on an 80s cereal called Frankenberry. It was an old school cereal.
The cereal still exists.
When were you Frankenberry?
Well, in fact, it's on the front of the shelves now during Halloween.
But here's the problem with that: nobody fucking knows that.
Yeah, I'm about to Google Frankenberry.
You don't know Frankenberry?
I
had a giant ass foam head. I was enthralled.
What was your costume?
I'm like, okay, so I had the bolts in my head. I had the entire pink outfit.
We get it. You look like a big fat Frankenberry.
I went to a party. No one knew. They were confusing me for something else. They're like, hey, are you? And I'm like, no, I'm Frankenberry cereal. And I'm like, it's on your Halloween show.
That's where I just give feedback to the girls doing decorations. Make sure we can still clearly see you guys through that window.
I think you can.
Just want to make sure. Okay.
So question. Do you know Frankenberry cereal?
Yeah.
You know it? No. You don't.
50-50.
I did not know what it was.
And there's another one.
Count Chocula.
And Boo Berry.
Yes.
And Yummy Mummy and Fruit Brute.
Oh, Yummy Mummy.
But I know the others.
They're all Halloween cereals. Back in the day,
they're monster cereals.
They're all
year round.
Okay, if I showed you a picture of Frankenberry, would you know?
It's a fat pink Frankenstein.
See, the problem what you needed to do, Scary,
that was your favorite costume?
You needed to walk around with the cereal box.
Yeah, with a cereal box, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
Does this image look familiar?
By the way, speaking of cereal boxes, would it be wrong to go as a... a box of Post Raisin Bran and then put tattoos all over my face and goes Post Raisin Bran Malone.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
I like the punny ones. That's why you I'm doing Ariana Gandhi.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were secret.
No, we talked about it.
Oh, we did? Yeah, we talked about it. I can't remember what we talked
about.
Mike,
no clue who this is.
I don't know who that is.
That's Frankenberry.
It sort of looks like, is it Ren of Ren and Stimpy on crack?
A little bit,
Stimpy,
yep.
Stimpy, you idiot.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, right now, people are going, who are Ren and Stimpy?
That's fine. I
don't know who Ren and Stimpy are.
You girls know who Ren and Stimpy are?
They do not. Neither one of them.
You do.
Hannah's cool. Emma's like, what?
Emma's like, who?
Wait, what about you guys? What were your favorite costumes? Brody, why do I feel like you never dress up?
By the way, extra points for Hannah.
Thank you.
For knowing that. She knows all the 90s pop culture stuff.
I really liked the costume I wore a couple of years ago because I don't really dress up a lot.
Which was it?
But I went as Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
But with Lord's hair and Lord's black makeup and lipstick. So I went as Star-Lord.
Oh, I get it. L-O-R-D-E.
Yeah. And Taylor Swift was here that day and she liked it.
That's a good one.
She was a unicorn.
She was a pegacorn.
A pegacorn.
She was a pegasus with a unicorn thing coming out of her head.
Oh, okay. What about Garrett and Danielle?
Pretty sure that came across.
She was not dressed as Garrett and Danielle.
Okay.
No. I think when I wore too tight of a Ninja Turtle costume.
Was there like a moose knuckle happening down below?
Yeah, it was camel. Bad.
That was your favorite costume?
He wanted to show
It was Ninja Camel.
I think so.
Ninja Camel. Michelangelo Camel.
See, Danielle has a list. Sit down.
Yeah, she can't possibly pick one.
No, it's all going to start back when she was 10 years old.
When I was nine, my favorite one, honestly, in the last couple of years was The Bride of Frankenstein. Hmm. I loved
being that was good.
What was your most elaborate costume, Danielle?
Tomorrow?
Yeah. She's worried about her seating.
Tomorrow, I don't think I'm going to be able to sit down.
I'm beginning to understand why people only comment on spelling errors and not content on our podcasts.
Because this content sucks?
Yeah, it's marginal.
You derailed it with your Frankenberry.
Best.
Yeah. Franken shithead.
I'm highly entertained. I just like to know what people get into.
All right, that's fine.
All right. Is it time? It's like 3:10 after or something.
This is terrible.
Whatever that.
So we just delete the link and start ever. All over?
No, that's even worse.
No. Why are you crapping on the podcast?
I'm not crapping on it. It's just not great.
Well, you're not helping it.
You know what I noticed? Ever since you two got nominated for Best Comedy Podcast, you've been real snotty about our podcast.
Not me.
Oh, yeah.
I love this podcast.
Elizabeth!
No, he's the one dumping on it.
Podcast elitist.
This podcast built me. Are you kidding me?
Brody.
And it can kill you.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.